Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys more interested in socializing with various people showing up at the studio than actually starting their damn show on time. It's Patch and Switch.
Is it my fault? There's a lot of people around me right now.
You're
what
a social,
the heck is going on?
You're a social butterfly is what it is.
It's not me. You can't blame this on me.
It's one of those days.
Yeah.
It's a Friday.
Some lights just turned off, too. I don't know what that was on
purpose.
It's a long
weekend. Our lighting technician is just asleep and waking up right now.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
Hey, welcome to Valentine IKEA Meatballs.
It's a nice name. I think your switcher guy is a bit behind. There we go. Nara, hey.
Hey.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
As I said to someone, it's like, you've got a face for radio. Come on, join us. It's be perfect.
Good morning, everybody. 1 minute after 9 o'clock. 59 minutes to the top of the hour.
Traffic on the five.
I think you said that to me.
There's a problem over top of the I-5. You don't know what's going on.
There's a mudslide on I-90.
Shocker.
One of those days. But you mentioned guests. Someone asked if there was a guest or not. I think it was Ledwig asked.
I didn't mention any guests.
We thought we would hide our guest and only have the sultry tones of his voice.
Well, so here's
someone told me this morning I have a face for radio.
I know. It works perfectly. So we're just going to keep you completely in the dark and not reveal who you are. And people have to start guessing in the chat room who that voice is.
So out in the hallway, it's a veritable who's who of Channel 9 lately. Because yesterday, I don't know if you saw the Facebook post, but they had all the old hosts of This Week in Channel 9. So
I did. I saw the picture.
Yeah, so you had Dan Fernandez, you had Clint was around.
We call that Old Home Week back north.
Yeah.
You guys use Old Home Week?
No.
Homecoming is what we call it down here.
Homecoming?
Yes.
Okay.
Homecoming.
That's in September, though, isn't it?
It's normally in September.
Old Home Week is up in August in Canada, Old Home Week.
Okay. Yeah, so it's kind of the same. I saw Richard Campbell running around.
Richard Campbell.
I'll name drop all day.
Yeah, he's good.
From Renaz Radio. Yeah.
And then
he does some code thing too, right?
Mr. Green was here too.
Yeah, Robert Green was here obviously This Week in Channel 9 and some of the other programs. It's a veritable who's who in the technology world hanging around Channel 9, though our normal Channel 9 staff are just coming back from the land down under, so they're still upside down.
They're still upside down.
They haven't figured out how to go right.
They have to decompress still.
They're in the decompression chamber.
So we need without revealing who it is as of yet, we need to have our guest actually talk a little bit, introduce himself without introducing himself, and not giving too many hints about who you are.
I made a trip to IKEA the other day.
Hey, so it fits. It's topical.
I slept on an IKEA couch last night.
Oh, yeah?
As opposed to a bed, because my bed is not being delivered until later today.
So that could work.
We'll be getting into that later.
Yes.
What sort of stuff do you do in the world of IT? Because that's
he's going to give it away.
No, I know, but you have to do it in an abstract form.
Nobody has even guessed yet. Let's wait.
Okay.
Let's wait. Let's say hello to everybody first.
Okay. So,
should we do that?
I can't see who's in the chat room because of the fact that I'm on my phone today.
No. I think we actually
here. You might be able to see it over here on the monitor.
There it is.
Wise Geek thinks he knows who it is.
There you go. One Wise Geek. We got Mr. J-Shock joining from inside the room. DS.
No, it's not Bender.
What's DSR by Leaf? Is that the name? How do you
Desired
say that one?
Desired by Life.
Desired by Life.
Can I do this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Normally I do. I just
is Rickster CDN. Oh, Brandon. Brandon just joined us.
I've thrown a fork in the mess.
Okay. I'll stop.
We have several people who are putting in guesses, and I think we've got correct answers. So,
yeah.
So let's see. So Frederick Bork, want to say hello to One Wise Geek, Brandon Ledwig, Heather has joined us. Hello, Heather.
Oh, nice.
We have an email from her. We haven't responded to yet.
Oh no.
Tiago, you're here apparently.
Yes.
Kowski, Visio MVP, Fairbrit, Esposito, Desired by Life, Super Tech Boy, Buckeye Guy, Jay Flo is in the house. Oddity and IB Geek 03. So yes, those of you who guessed, we do have a special guest.
Our special guest today,
the one and only Jay Flo.
Jay Flo. There he is.
AKA John
Flores. Gets his own camera shot.
He gets his own shot today.
See, we've got the TriCaster skills of our audio engineer.
This show is entirely run on a teleprompter. Everything we say, written down beforehand. How messed up of a show would that have to be?
Laugh uncontrollably. Say witticism here. Okay, so the
witticism.
We can do that. Yeah, so they're definitely getting better as far as the, oh, we've got audio cues now too. It's perfect. Obviously perfect. So we're joined today by Mr. J Flo here in the room. He literally just kind of heard our voices down the hallway because the doors were open, popped his head inside of the studio and like, hey guys.
This is the part that really concerns me though. You have to go through, we are the furthest back area in a somewhat reasonably soundproofed room.
Yes, and also secure area too.
Secure area, walk and around he still here. Could hear us all the way from the coffee room.
Yes.
But I have my own personal parking spot downstairs now. And
you have, it's personal.
I use the elevator over here.
You know why it's personal? Is because he gets here at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Right. Every other writer is like asleep until 10.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That seems to be about the pace.
Unless they have a meeting at 11.
Nice.
Let's see. What do we have going on? Look, there's comments. People are commenting on how fancy the camera shots are.
I know. It's getting.
Somebody has been watching Twitch videos on how to use a TriCaster.
Yeah, so our production quality, at least in the visual side of things, is going up. But unfortunately, we have not received an upgrade as
content.
I mean,
not
like,
so much.
We actually had the ability to have like.
Oh, look at this! The chat room's below, at the bottom.
Down below, if you order today, you're able to. We'll double the order and give you a free set of steak knives, provided you pay separate shipping and handling.
Processing and handling.
Processing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what lots of processing.
Or processing. as you Canadians call it.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, definitely going up. So, basically, I don't know. I think he actually, Jared comes in here on weekends just to figure out more new things.
I think he's just doing it because there's a faster Twitch feed in here.
Could be. Yeah. Maybe he's.
Actually, you know, I think he was coming in here because they actually had heat.
Yeah.
That could work, too. Yeah, now, I'm curious, though. You know, I'm curious because there's been Richard. You know Richard from Windows Observer.
Richard Hayes.
He's been doing stuff with Beam recently.
Sorry, did I turn yours down? Sorry, J-Flo.
Stop playing with the knobs there. Stop playing with those volume knobs.
I had to turn mine down. I couldn't hear, or I heard too much.
So has our streaming aficionado, Mr. J-Shock, has he played at all with the Beam at all?
I have not played with Beam yet. Have not been able to do anything with Beam because I don't have it on my Xbox yet, and I don't play any games on the PC anymore.
So that would be a no.
I pretty much, but I'm on Twitch.
Oh, I know. I hear about you Twitches all
well,
the time.
Wow.
Was that an insult?
Yeah, wow. No, it's like,
Canadian
like,
insult.
No, like, you know, we're playing.
You Twitches?
We're playing a team game of like Rainbow Six or something like that on Siege. And all of a sudden he's like, oh yeah, this last Twitch I was on, I was watching this guy and he throws this thing up on the wall and he waits for the ceiling and he hears something go across him. He explodes him from the.
Below.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like crazy.
It's the whole notion that Rainbow Six Siege is not just a 2D game, it's a 3D game.
Yeah,
you can shoot up and down.
All the experienced people apparently use that different vector of
blowing
vertical,
up or blowing down.
Vertical attack angles as opposed to horizontal attack angles.
Hey, I want to send a big hello to our friend Matthias, who's joined.
Oh, nice.
He's at So Cool, but it's S-O-Q. O-O-L, and the S and the Q and the L are capitalized.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know what technology it works on?
I do not.
I have no idea.
SharePoint.
Okay. I'm
Mini
done.
Visio.
Yeah. No, that's Visio MVP. Anyway.
Word. Excel.
Stop it. All of you.
Access.
I'm done with you. I'm
Access.
Done with you. Completely done with you.
Fox
Colleen's
Pro.
Joined us as well.
Fox
I think
Pro.
She's supposed to be doing something, but
Huawei.
I'm not sure. Also, big hello to Brian. And I think Brian is new to the program.
Oh, our condolences.
We actually have a couple of new people. Exactly.
Our condolences.
And I think Brandon's new as well.
Yeah, like my count, which is never accurate, all of a sudden jumped to 21.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it says 21 right now on mine.
Super Tech Boy was wishing for closed captioning because he was on a conference
closed
call.
Closed captioning. That would be fun. Can you imagine doing live closed captioning, transcribing
no,
the
show?
No, I'm
not going to do
no.
that.
I am not
doing
I'm not going to let you do it.
We actually have a stenographer in the corner over there. She's asleep right now.
First-time caller, love the show.
She's pounding back the Tito's.
Yeah, so Brandon is new. He's friends with you on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Nice. Brandon. Oh, I might be Brent. That can't be Gillis.
Huh?
That can't be Gillis. Brandon Gillis. No, it's someone
no,
else.
Brandon's
oh, okay. Adol. Oh, that's okay. Nice to see you. I like his logo, Mr. NASA.
Yeah.
Mr. NASA.
NASA room. We've killed 10 minutes of the show and haven't done a thing.
That's about the time we have to actually get into the actual work of the show. Okay, this is how programmatic we are. So we have teleprompters just off camera for everybody. Yes. And on there, there's also a countdown timer for each segment. And we're now officially 23 seconds past our first opening banter segment.
Yeah, you still keep talking.
I know, because I'm trying to fill time. our first part of the show is actually called From the Trenches. I had to think about that for a second. From the Trenches are stories that we have and the work and technology we've been doing over the last week or so, 2 weeks actually, the last fortnight, about work and about work-related things. And should we be nice and let our guest go first?
Yeah, because our guest is a noob.
Okay.
He's an FNG.
So he's
Neo'd.
So, yeah, actually, you just
Captain
brought up a very good point. You joined Microsoft. Your first day of work was Monday.
Yes.
What is the Neo process like for someone who does not know anything about Microsoft?
And for those listening, Neo is New Employee Orientation.
Right, and it's a mandatory requirement
that is
for
correct.
Everybody that joins the that U.S. sub and the N-Corp.
Neo was actually really interesting.
Yeah.
For all of you who like bacon, the bacon at Neo is amazing.
Yes. That's how we hook you.
We told you the secret.
But it disappears afterwards.
That we lace it. We lace it with happy juice chemicals.
Oh, yeah. it was there, and then it was gone. Neo is about 4 hours in the morning.
That beats the 2 days it used to be.
Yeah, that's what I didn't mind for 48 hours, dude.
Yeah, 4 hours. They condense a lot of information into that 4 hours. And you learn...
Is it a big PowerPoint?
A lot of PowerPoints. A lot of really snappy, upbeat, happy videos early in the morning to try and keep people awake. And
probably the folks that do Readiness Edge. Will.
Yeah.
And Laura.
Lots of really cool things to try and figure out your first week, especially how to set up your laptop and where your network port is. Especially when you share an office with someone and you're having to climb underneath their desk to plug yourself in.
Is there a switch there?
No.
So there's one port and you have to kind of fight over who gets to use the port?
There's a couple.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on a docking station this morning.
What is your laptop of choice you were assigned?
I got a X1 Yoga.
X1 Yoga?
Yeah.
Does it actually fold in half?
It folds in half and not because I hulked out and broke it.
Not because it was closed.
Nice.
How long... was your inbox empty?
It wasn't.
So basically, the tradition continues that the mail address is alive before you have access to it, and people are sending the mail.
Yeah.
Typically, we in MSIT, we activate them on the Wednesday before their Neo.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's about if it follows normal steps.
Normal onboarding procedures.
Otherwise, it's
he had a meeting invite from me before he was officially joined.
So what you're actually telling me is that it's not a case where HR shows up at the IT department and says, these guys need accounts. They've been working for 3 weeks.
Here at Microsoft. Because
that never happens.
That never happens.
So we've automated stuff now.
They've definitely automated the account creation. As far as getting all the proper security groups and all that, that's not IT's problem.
No. I was given a list of DLs that I should be added to.
Yes.
And about 3/4 of them do not exist anymore.
Nice.
Okay.
I'll give you a tip if you want a tip for that. There's an internal, it's Forefront Identity Manager, I think it still does
IDWeb,
it. IDWeb, so it's called IDWeb.
That's where I went.
And then the best thing to do is to find people that you aspire to learn about. So like me, for instance, if you wanted to, you can go in and look at my...
I'm not.
You can go in and you can actually look at my DL memberships.
Okay.
And then from there, you can reverse engineer which ones that you might want to join.
Okay.
I found a slew of really cool distribution lists that way when I first joined that... I never would have known of because you just kind of found out about them. So I did this. When I joined, I looked at his.
Poor guy. Inbox rules are your friend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I keep on bumping up against the maximum number of inbox rules that you are allowed to have.
Got added to one that is basically support queue, and it just throws emails into my inbox. I was like, nope, that's getting a rule. That's going over
here. Yep. Yeah, and I have one that actually the same thing because I am in a support queue that it ends up I have to delete it every other day or so because there's just so much email.
Yep.
And most of them are just notifications, right? If I was on the two, then it would be important.
Something happened to me recently. I think I all of a sudden got added into a support queue as well.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden I'm getting notified of every single possible incident that's happening with regards to service on Azure.
Ooh.
which is kind of cool.
Incident management.
So I also don't get these ICMs that are coming inside my inbox. So someone obviously added me to some group somewhere because I didn't volunteer for that.
So Matthias he's doing some work stuff. He was talking about, let's see, it was a 19-day week.
19-day week.
Started out by restoring a 15-terabyte database for a customer that had a creative consultant failing partitioning. So he worked on it for about 60 hours. 3.5 hours, database was restored. The backup was a week old. And then the daily run scripts, about 11 to 14 hours.
Wow.
So it took him forever to get there. Oddity says he's doing an Exchange transition 2010 to 2016 for a headstrong customer. They're dead set on changing the IP address of their Exchange server versus changing the net rules on the firewall.
That's the communication / Exchange folks not talking with the networking folks.
It's or the networking folks networking, just yeah. being a little too headstrong.
Yes, we can't do that. Change control. Got to make sure. So
I'm going to ask a question because I've managed networking and I understand the Cisco world and everything like that, but there may be other devices that this is far more difficult to do because again, I've actually been working the support queue and I have had cases where people will just flat out refuse to open a net new address to NAT to or set up rules around. They're like, no, you need to make your service work with what my network is. And I guess I just failed because I'm running my own network at home, and so I'm doing this all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand is it such an extreme thing nowadays with the firewall or with the DMZ or?
I've found that a lot of times it's a relationship issue, and your infrastructure people have not spent the time to have a relationship with the network guys.
So buy them flowers and chocolates on Valentine's Day?
Offer to help out.
Yeah, that could work.
Oh, yeah.
Pull some cables every once in a while.
That's very sage advice, my friend.
Your network guys are holding on to all the transport that you use on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
Make sure that they're happy.
Yeah, I'm with you. No. But again, I'm trying to go to the network guy and ask the question, are we still in the world of like an AD guy, which is never ever change the schema? Oh my God. Is it the same in the network world where opening ports is literally something that requires some sort of congressional approval?
Can you imagine
oversight?
Like
they usually want some pretty strict change control on that, but as long as you have documentation to back it up, usually you can get it through.
I remember one time I remember hearing a joke about in a particular project that was going on, and the networking guys asked if the service could change its port that it was using as opposed to actually just opening up the role. And
yes,
the guy's like, "What are you talking about? Just open it up." He's like, "No, I just changed the port you guys are using." He's like, "This is this is." LDS, this is running 389. It's kind of a standard port that all directories are expecting to listen on port 389. So, no, I can't change that port. That has to stay the
same. Now, if you want to go through and go through the governance that is the standards board of all things networking.
Well, and I'll say I know working my prior job where I was at the medical practice, it did take a lot because every time we opened up the firewall, there was a risk evaluation of what we're opening up and why we're opening it up.
And that's completely fair.
True.
You're changing the target in this example.
In this example, if you're changing the target, change the target. My network guy would have just said, what IP do you want?
Yeah. Super Tech Boy says it's surprising how many companies want Office 365, then they don't want to open up any ports to Office 365 for it to work.
Oh, nice.
I want to say hello to Matt Griff. Matt Griff has joined us. We haven't seen Matt in forever.
I know, man.
Since Ignite.
I was thinking, is it because they believe that for Office 365 to work, you just need port 25 and that's it?
8080. Port 80, not 8080. 443?
443
for security, but then 25 for sendmail. Just leave 25 wide open.
Actually, 25, no, that's 587 for Office 365.
No, it's 25, dude.
No, it's
Why would you secure it?
Why do you need a secure port 25?
Why would you use 443?
Just leave it open for anyone to be able to use it. You don't even have to authenticate. Just bounce stuff off of that. Just see how long you stay up on the mail.
So it's funny. I'll occasionally have non-tech friends listen to the program, and they go, "We have no idea what you're talking about." And I'm like, "I didn't think we actually talked about tech that was." Nope, this is exactly why people don't understand what we're talking about.
425 to 383.
You got a bunch of port nerds and old email admins talking right now.
Network guys talking. Yeah, exactly. Oh, big hello to our good friend Tom Kupka. Kupka's here.
This is like old home week, I tell you.
It's okay. It's homecoming for the Patch and Switch show.
You got it. So,
Brandon says port 25 the wave of the future.
Yes, very much so.
So
you survive Neo. Yes. You're managing the deluge of introductory emails that are coming through
and meetings.
But like, what other real work have you done? It was only 4 hours, you still have another 36 hours to account for, my friend.
I tried to book a meeting with Joey. He declined.
I know. It's like I've been waiting for him to say, "Hey, Rick, you know how you offered to help me understand this Git thing? You want to book a half an hour meeting with me? Sure, go ahead, Joey. Just whenever you have time."
I need to book a meeting with you to.
Let's just do it, guys.
Well.
You know, this is a BBC meeting, I do believe.
I think so.
BBC meeting.
I think we will
do
it.
Did we not already talk about this meeting?
I think we have several times. We just need to schedule it.
Okay.
So you did try to book a meeting with me today.
Yes. But in your defense, you are traveling next week.
That is correct.
And you are taking the day off.
That is correct.
Which is
fine. You're
not
working today?
No.
Why not?
So Monday is a holiday.
Yeah.
I have to travel for business.
Yeah.
Starting at 6 a.m.
On Monday. So you're taking your vacation.
I'm taking the holiday today.
Wow. That's proactive.
But I'm still here.
That's proactive.
Doing this show.
I know, and I love you for that. I do. I really do.
Love you too, man.
I wish I had graphics to put little hearts up. Yeah. I'll do it in post.
If this was on Facebook Live.
I'll draw it on the wall behind it.
If this was on Facebook Live, there'd be little likes and thumbs and little hearts and stuff like that.
If it was on Twitch, we'd lose every viewer.
Oh, no.
We'd lose. Gone. Well, the chat room would be way different.
Yeah, the chat room would be way different than it is here.
So what is this called? IT Promance? Is that what it is?
Valentine's Day was earlier in the week, you guys.
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
I'm getting all teary-eyed just thinking of this.
Hey, our good friend, the Essex girl, says, unfortunately, she has to go to a meeting, so enjoy the program. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a good one.
Colleen says, have a great trip. We'll miss you, sort of.
Lovely.
Right up until she has something she needs me to do.
Try to book a meeting that failed. What else did you do? Did you actually do any writing of stuff yet?
I actually fixed I added a word to a document on docs.microsoft.com.
Did you do it via the web interface?
For my product.
Did you do it from a web interface?
No, I did it through Git.
Wow.
Yes.
So you're already in advanced stages of Git adoption right there.
Although the person that I share my office with had to basically hold my hand the entire time.
Oh, I know. So I'll send you the one pager that I got. They'll help you.
He's published now. He's officially published an article.
So yeah, do you have your profile set up on GitHub with a picture and everything?
That I do.
With a real picture or your security badge picture?
With a real picture.
Nice. Actually, let's see your security badge, man. Let's see it. What's the snap look like?
It's horrible.
Nice. Beautiful.
Excellent.
Hey, it's not as bad as mine with my bald head.
Mine's my headshot from Toronto.
Nice. See, they wouldn't let me do that.
Because I wear a hat.
So. Yeah. There's not very many pictures that I have.
They wouldn't let you.
Craziness. See, we literally coaxed you in to come and join us today because you literally came in and said hello and we're like, come on,
join the show.
And he's like, well, I don't know if I can. I'm like, is there anything in your schedule? No. Well, then you can. This is a technical webcast.
I'll send an email to Famila that we had a meeting. It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. So you drove from Columbus, Ohio.
4 days.
4 days, 12 hours a day.
Three
12s and a 6-7 across the snow.
Just
because
at
the
big
time you decided
hit.
To come over, there was a massive snowstorm that had just hit Seattle and was moving east
in my direction.
In your direction,
nice. Yes. Through two passes that were closed at some points during my road trip and closed behind me, and it was interesting.
And when you actually arrived, we had the most snow Seattle has seen in 10 years, 12 years.
Not that much.
And I thought nothing of it and was driving around. And people were like, why are you out on the roads? Everything's closed today. I'm like, this is nothing.
This isn't a problem.
Yeah.
This isn't a problem. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've never said driving around in snow in Seattle isn't the problem. The problem is the other drivers.
Exactly.
In Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So you found a place to live in a record time of 3 days, I think. Two days. It was pretty quick.
Within the first week.
Because you were here a week before you actually started.
Yeah.
So this is what our listeners need to hear this. You've been sleeping on the freaking floor.
Yes.
So instead of staying at the nice extended stay place that you booked yourself.
It was okay.
Okay. At the reasonably somewhat comfortable, but maybe not extended stay place that won't be named.
It's a 3-star. Yeah. J Flow has high standards. Yeah. It's a 3-star.
It's a 3-star?
Yeah.
Okay.
He needs to have himself pampered.
Instead, he goes to a place with no internet access and no bed.
And I roughed it for 3 days.
So IKEA, I saw on your Facebooks, IKEA delivered yesterday.
Yes.
Did you have them set up too?
No. I built my couch last night.
Okay.
And I slept on my couch.
And how was that?
It was amazing.
This is when you get your bed tonight, you are literally going.
We're not
going to
see him the rest of the
weekend. Tomorrow. Yeah,
we're not going to
see
him
the rest of the weekend. You're just gone.
Long weekend. All I see is Jay Flo in his bed. Nothing else. Yes. He's not getting up.
Yeah.
He has to get up for his Comcast appointment.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
The guy that used to work
noon
at Comcast,
and 8 p.m. Right.
The guy 4 tomorrow.
The guy that used to work at Comcast has to book
a close
appointment.
Window. Yeah.
How is it that you had to wait until Saturday? Don't you have like some
extreme powers.
Special I know somebody access?
They told me I could do the install myself because I was still an employee on Friday.
Yeah.
But I don't have any of my tools anymore. They took away all my tools.
So isn't it just a matter of connecting the coax to the router and calling it
good?
Yeah,
but you have to break. There's a adapter that stops the internet, that stops the cable from working.
Oh.
In a new apartment. So
okay.
You remove that first.
Oh, okay.
And you either break
it. It's tamper-proof and spits out blue dye on you.
Oh, yeah, does it?
They're not very nice. Okay. They're not very nice.
Would a really strong magnet work?
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Craziness. So, okay. Infrastructure being set up.
Yep.
Set up meetings and was declined by Joey.
Yep.
Beautiful. Absolutely
beautiful.
Yeah, that's
how it
works.
Laptop
working, software installed.
Nice.
Excellent. Figured out where the break room was.
Hey, what version of Windows are you running?
10.
What version of Windows 10?
Are you on a ring? Are you in the insiders?
Not a ring. I need to get in a ring.
There's a Microsoft ring, and as well as the fast and the slow, besides the three. So the Microsoft one, I think, is governed by MSIT, is it not?
No.
So anyway, I'm on that one there. It's not as fast.
Fast? No, it's faster than fast.
I haven't gotten any updates in a while.
Okay then.
I'm still on. I want to say 1498 or something like that.
Okay, you're probably you're bored.
I could be broken. I broke it.
You broke it.
Of course.
You broke it.
Because Microsoft is typically right after product group.
I see. You don't want to be in the product group.
No, I don't want to be in the product group.
Fast is pretty fast.
Yeah.
I did see the head of Insiders was in Australia speaking at TechEd.
Donna, yes.
Yeah, Donna.
Yeah,
TechEd
Australia.
You've actually done a countdown show with her, didn't you?
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's absolutely awesome. She's great.
And then yesterday, I was on the Twitches watching the launch of Halo Wars 2.
Oh,
from the 343 studios.
This is your from the trenches story. This is what you do at work, is you watch streams.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So I actually did visit J Flow's team meeting. I did a presentation.
And our
complete with whiteboarding
about 1,000 times.
Yep. There were some problems with the link.
For some reason, I just can't picture you in a meeting, man. It's been so long since I've been in a meeting with you. When you've ran the meeting,
yes.
You're a part. That just seems strange, man.
Yeah, I'm a PM. I can't.
You're an official person now.
I am. Yes.
You're a PM in charge of.
He wants to have a meeting with me to understand what it is that he can work on to better assist the engineering.
Got it.
He's asking, what is it you do here?
What would you say you do here?
Much deeper. So from the trenches wise, new document coming. It is waiting. Pull request is pending for the approvals from all the on highs that be. But it is, how does Azure Active Directory password hash sync work?
Nice.
So that's a document that's pending, as is a bunch of FAQ entries that have come from support. I'm still doing support every day from 10 o'clock on until whatever I've pulled is closed.
What's the weirdest support ticket you got involved
in. Can't you change the ports?
The bit, yeah.
Was pretty, that's, pretty
that's your
odd.
That's your top one this week?
This week, I would have to say, was the guy who asked about pricing, and I sent him the pricing calculator, and then he asked me to calculate the pricing.
Oh, nice. You didn't know how to work it.
So, well, no, it was just, it's really simple. It's actually just a grid. It's not even, I mean, you can open the spreadsheet, but it's just a grid. And like, so as long as you fall within these things, it's yep. this. And yeah, but I mean, I get it. I understand. It's one of those things.
Have you seen the pricing calculator on the Azure Marketplace?
I have.
It's very nice.
It's very cool. You can actually had us going through it on the show last time.
Just wondering.
Just saying, if you didn't watch the show a fortnight ago.
No, I was just asking, you know, so people actually used it. My From the Trenches story this week is I've been deeply embroiled in a project for doing some new documentation concepts for defining the minimum viable product for what should be in place for when a product launches with regards to documentation. So I've been partnering with my documentation friends, able to work on that, which has been fun. But part of the work has been part of there has been making scripts and updating scripts and stuff like that. So we actually have a bunch of scripts that we've created, which are not public as of yet. That'll go through and do the common scenarios of things you want to be doing with mm-hmm. Different command line tools, both PowerShell and Azure CLI. And the idea is that we're actually going to potentially make it so that things are wired up so that there's an automated run test that can be run to check the validity of the scripts. Because right now in documentation, it's a manual process of doing a freshness check on the document to say, hey, does this still work, by the way? Oh, we changed that command line. That's not working anymore. Let me fix that. Go in and fix it and just go on that way. So cool stuff for that. I've been getting my Bash shell scripting capabilities brushed up again, which is fun. And I've been playing around with the Azure CLI version 2.0 as part of that and managed disks. So cool stuff for me for the last week.
So that was one of the when you were talking earlier about what did you call minimum viable
MVP, minimum viable product.
Yeah. And so is it just the docs that you're concerned about? Is there other,
I mean,
quote, content, think overview, deck, demo?
Well, the there's obviously an MVP for the product itself, for the service. That's on
correct.
The engineering side. This
right.
is more of an MVP that gets married together with the documentation team and the product.
Right.
And potentially it's like, well, if you don't meet this MVP, you actually can't launch your product.
Right.
That's the level of restrictions people are
doing. I'm going to schedule a meeting with you to talk about MVP.
And I will decline it just because you declined his.
And I'll show
I'm not going to be
can,
here later
I'm going to have
today.
A private meeting with him to talk okay. about it. And then you can finally have a meeting together and you can catch up with him.
So your first action item, because you did ask for a meeting with me to determine what yep. are the things. So why don't you meet with our partners in Azure Compute and find out what their MVP is for documentation on how Linux and Oracle and Azure is doing things, yep. and then see if there's some things that we could bring into our team.
Yeah.
Just don't use cool. Oracle and Azure stuff.
Yeah, please.
It's a
no.
It's
why would anyone want to use Oracle?
Because it's very popular.
Because it's Rick's service.
It. It's part of the stuff that I'm working on to be able to make it a better place.
I just
world.
Left Oracle, so
it's nice.
So we just met. My buddy in documentation, JFlow, is going to meet with you. He'll schedule
okay.
some time.
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't mind prioritizing when he sends his request in
okay.
and talk about the MVP stuff. So.
I will send you a note with my personal scheduling assistant to okay. To get something set up.
His personal scheduling assistant is him. Don't let him think that. Don't let him make you think it's, that he actually has somebody. That
no, I'm serious. It's actually I've got a personal scheduling assistant now.
Did you create a bot? I told you not to create a bot. This is how robot uprisings begin. I told you. All right, moving on. Next segment of the show, because we're 34 minutes into the show. We've
wow.
only gone through one segment.
Wow.
I want to talk about
beer money,
things that you've done, friend support, your friends, family support. You have no beer money support because you don't even have connectivity, so
right.
you don't count.
You're basically
you're
exempt
down.
From this section.
You're offline.
Not it.
No, that's it. No. I don't care if you have internet on your phone.
Yep.
Did the friend's taxes.
You
from the hotel.
From the hotel on his phone, he did a friend's taxes. Amazing. JFlow, I bow down to you.
You are a good friend doing your friends. Never.
They're really, really simple taxes.
Okay. Yeah. It was like a 10.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was an easy.
Oh, yeah.
It was an easy. Yeah, you didn't even have to itemize.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. Have you done any from
friends tech support?
Friend support, yeah.
Does helping fellow board members of the support board that I belong to get their laptops in order?
Yeah, I think I think that counts.
She left her job and she changed to a different job, and she was able to keep the laptop that she used to have as I don't know if she owned it or whatever it was, but the IT department gave it back to her. where you turn it on,
uh-huh.
It's been wiped clean.
Yeah.
It supposedly has a new install of Windows and Office, stuff like that, that came with the laptop. Turn it back on again, and it won't boot, won't post. Oof. Literally will not post at all. And they, for lack of a better understanding...
And full disclosure, this was before the laptop was given to you.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So, she said to me, it just doesn't work. I can't do it. Because I'm asking her, so what are you using? Because we had a Skype meeting and chat about something with the board. She said, well, does Skype work on the iPad? I'm like, why? You got a laptop. She's like, yeah, they gave it to me. It doesn't turn on. It doesn't work. So I'm just using this iPad as my main computer right now. So she's actually using it to edit Excel spreadsheets that are up inside of OneDrive for Business to be able to do some stuff. And that works fine collaboratively and stuff like that, but it's not her computer. And so she's like, well, you know, this is a came back, but I turn it on. It just kind of flashes once and then just kind of sits there and does nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I'm like, this is actually kind of a pending story because this is the long weekend here in Seattle this weekend because it's President's Day on Monday. But also it's what they call midwinter break where you have Thursday and Friday off for school kids in Lake Washington School District.
Yeah.
And also you have Monday off President's Day. And so this is also commonly known as the Canadian Ski Weekend where a lot of families will go up to Canada or go elsewhere to go skiing. And so she literally came by on the Wednesday before leaving and handed me her laptop to take a look at it. So diagnosis-wise, I've only given it 5 minutes to basically look at it, turn it on, confirm the fact that, yes, it does actually just turn on, flash, and then turn off again. My guess is that they borked the hard drive, and basically the hard drive's toast. So I'm just going to swap it out and try another hard drive with a new image on it, see what it is.
Yeah.
And then if that does work, then the machine's obviously functional. I might go back and try to just simply re-image the local hard drive that she already has.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Try pulling the battery, unplugging it, and holding the power button.
It's, you know, basically completely do a full, total, and an entire reset and drain the capacitors, all sort of stuff. Haven't done that yet, no. Literally, I spent 5 minutes on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I had that with my old laptop at work. It would do that every once in a while.
Super Tech Boy says, people get President's Day off? Mr. Blacksby says, from the trenches, actually migrated Azure Classic to Azure RM. Looking forward to do many more in the coming weeks. It went smooth.
Nice. And if I could suggest, once you're in Azure RM, migrate over to Managed Disks, if it makes sense to you.
Stop. Jared's real day job doesn't like Managed Disks.
Yeah, I know.
But,
whatever.
Brandon says, that moment when you use PowerShell to script Apple Script.
Nice.
He also suggests that you try wiggling the cable.
Cable's been wiggled.
Cable has been wiggled.
Have you turned it off and on yet?
I have pressed the power button to hold it down.
I have not done any friend support as of late, other than I'm sure some will be coming as some friends are moving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when people move, things just break. So
yeah.
But I want to talk about beer.
Okay. Beer talk.
First of all,
we talk about beer and beer that you made or drank in the last 24 hours.
Enzposito said, okay, Rickster, there's a new take on the Fort Garry Dark and posted a link in the chat room.
The day that I don't have my laptop.
The day you don't have your laptop.
Enzposito, I'm expecting a can of that next time you're in this area.
It's actually a bottle. It is the Caribbean Sunrise Breakfast Stout.
Ooh.
The description of this, which says, a deliciously dark and smooth kettle-brewed stout with toasted coconut shavings and milk sugar.
See, it just lost me there.
This soft and chewy ale will release you soft from winter's chewy. Grasp and wrap you in the warmth of paradise.
Nice. So
J-Shock's got the website up.
Again, he is upping his production value and quality of the show. We appreciate all your efforts, J-Shock.
Yes.
My issue is I'm not a huge fan of coconut.
I would agree.
You had me until coconut. So, yeah, like, you know, Maui Brewing Company makes some awesome stuff.
Yes.
I like a couple of their beers, but a lot of the rest of them that they have a little too much of the coconut notes because that's part of their thing.
I like the lava one that doesn't have any coconut in it.
Right. But, you know, their Longboard IPA and other ones like that, they just have that hint of coconut, and it's just enough to make me think like I'm drinking suntan lotion.
Yeah. So Ledwig,
I have an aversion to coconut.
Ledwig normally doesn't listen to beer talk.
Right.
But he is locked in.
Right. He's actually listening right now.
His ears are perked up because he brought us some beer.
He brought us.
And he's actually sent us emails, and I have deliberately not answered them because I knew Patch and Switch was coming.
Yeah, he brought us 7 beer.
We've had one
so far.
So far.
Only because we have not really been doing a lot of beer maintenance and beer brewing that much.
Well, actually, let's be fair. The day that he brought them, the day that we were supposed to be tasting, the UK came out and we were making
Moscow mules
by the gallon.
1 gallon of Moscow mules at a time inside of a pressurized keg.
We actually had multiple gallons of Moscow mules made.
And I will still say, it's now almost 2 weeks.
Yes.
I had one last night. It's still good.
It's still good. So the first gallon went in probably less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
With the number of people that were around for the Superb Owl gatherings.
Nothing like having a 1 gallon container pre-mixed Moscow Mules with Tito's vodka.
Yep.
And fresh lime and ginger beer that's spicy.
Yeah. Spicy ginger beer. Local.
Local spicy
ginger beer. It's local spicy ginger beer. So it was good. The beer that he brought from St. Louis was a chocolate milk stout.
Right. They actually called it a chocolate shake or milkshake.
Yeah, milkshake stout. Which I found very good. I really enjoyed that. The funny thing is we were actually brewing that day a milkshake chocolate stout.
Correct.
And so that beer actually inspired me to add an addition that I thought if the beer that he brought from St. Louis, and I'm sorry, I don't actually have the name of it, had in it, I think it would have been a little bit better, which was just that little touch of vanilla.
Yes.
And so that's what's accelerated our plans from our beers. So I'm curious because I did come over last week to do beer maintenance on the beer.
Yep.
And it wasn't ready.
What do you mean it wasn't ready?
It was too sweet. It had not fermented down enough.
Okay.
So I left it with you in your hands. And I sent you a text last night and said, hey, dude, can you check my beer? Have you checked my beer?
It's down to 10-10 now.
Woohoo!
No, I'm joking. It's not.
Oh.
It is actually, it only has gone down maybe 3 points. So it's still at around 130, 129-ish. Depends how fuzzy my eyesight was.
1023 is where I wanted it.
It's now been 1 extra week higher temperature.
What is it, the lactose that might be causing?
The lactose, volume-wise, might be different than the recipe that you're using for the exact measurements. We had temperature control issues where we had it too hot at different points in time. I don't remember it going spiking at all in temperature. So I'm thinking it's probably just the lactose.
Talk to the cooperage.
It also could be the amount of cocoa powder.
Well, but see, the cooperage just did this exact same one, and I kept it the same because I was adding everything in secondary. But
I think your cocoa powder was higher amount volume than what they had.
It's the same one as he did.
And did you do it the last 5 minutes of the boil, or did you do it in secondary? I don't remember when you put the cocoa powder in. Because cocoa powder is a solid, which is going to dissolve, which will increase your specific gravity.
I don't remember when I put it in either.
Documentation, buddy. We needed a better document than
docs.microsoft.com.
There'll be a new tile there. Patch and switch beer.
Here, by the way, here's the beer that Scott brought up.
Yeah, that's it.
The Four Hands Brewing. Yeah.
Four Hands as opposed to the left hand.
Different brewery.
I know. Different state. Either way, I haven't tasted it. All I did was literally take 2 drips of the wort, now fermented beer, and put it on the refractometer, and that's what it came out as this morning. My suggestion would be, if you're interested, we could actually draw a larger sample and use a hygrometer glass measurement. It's been a week. Screw it. We're going live and just go to the next stage.
I wonder if I didn't put the cocoa powder in too early.
Shouldn't really make a difference.
Yeah. Well, we'll try it. Anyway. Yeah. Well, okay. So Ludwig says, now you know how to keep me interested in the beer segment, sample one of my beers each show.
Each week, right.
We're going to be doing that each show for the next.
Going on this weekend? Or beer brewing going on this weekend?
I will be around. So
if required, we can do some.
Not Sunday, though, because Sunday I have to leave Monday at 4:30 in the morning.
Do you remember the issue that I thought that I had last time with leaving the keg on high pressure carbonating the entire time? And then I went back and Ludwig was at the house and realized that I had not actually turned on the CO2, so it wasn't carbonated.
Yeah.
I think this time I really did leave it plugged in for the last week.
Oh, my gosh.
At 25 PSI. I just now remembered that
stout?
It actually is turned on.
Your stout?
Yes. So I might have a big freaking foaming milkshake for my stouts. I will find out.
This is Super Tech Boy. I'm going to have to agree that Christmas Ale from Great Lakes Brewing Company is pretty darn good.
Yeah? Okay.
Nice.
Ledwig's leaving, so we got to say goodbye.
All right.
Hey, he listened to, he heard what he wanted to hear. Now
you can let him, in case he hasn't left yet, I did find a red umbrella, and also I found a water bottle that I'm assuming that he's left at my house. And so I don't know if you want me to ship those to you.
Okay.
Or hang on to them, but the puppy really likes the red umbrella.
Does she?
Yeah.
Let's keep them to force them to come back.
Okay, that can work. That can work too. I'll save them from the puppy because the puppy likes to play with the red umbrella right now. Because it's just at her height. Just at her height, and she sees it, and it's like a bull to her red cape. Matador. Kind of crazy. That was our segment on beer talk.
Yeah. We're still looking for recipes. I'm still not convinced that we have the proper slate of things to go to the competition.
Did you see that we had another announcement for them saying, you know, get ready for it.
Yeah.
They came in just recently.
I registered.
Registered your beer inside of it, stuff like that. So I need to come up with a name for mine. Have you named yours yet?
No, and I don't think we're allowed to name them anymore.
Why not?
I think they just call them whatever it is.
Call them what it is?
Yeah.
This makes sense. Well, it's a new venue, though, eh?
Oh, is it? I didn't see that.
Apparently it's on the lake.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's a new venue. Interesting to see how it comes out. But for those that have not heard of us talk of this different discussion before, our brewing competition that we submit to is just a local thing run by a bunch of friends that brew beer that gets about 200-ish odd people out to be able to go off and be judges and sample. And it's all just run by covering cost recovery of basically paying for the venue.
Yep.
That's it. It's not advertised. It's a private event. It's fun. Definitely fun. We'll have to invite
you. Looking forward to it.
If you're into.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll have to go to Brandon says it's weird you can't name your brew. I think the thing is you could probably they need it to be close to what it is that you're drinking.
Yeah. You can't call it like and the Gobsmack.
Yeah, and they take your team name out too.
Yeah. So you don't know what it is.
Yeah, if you're brewing as a team or
group. We're forgetting the third brewer in the room.
Yeah, I'm still waiting because apparently he wants to do a Kolsch, but I don't know.
Yeah, we're just waiting on the time.
Yeah, waiting on
health.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, we're waiting on consultancy.
Yeah, consultancy and also on health. The last thing you want to do is brew beer when you're sick.
Oh, that's true.
And infect the brew.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yet alone your other
brew. Then it becomes
masters.
A sour.
Then it becomes a sour.
No.
That would
be horrible. No.
We went to the second anniversary of our friends at Counterbalance Brewing in Seattle.
That was
fun. Their event. Untapping of a couple of kegs of new beer. I am not a barrel-aged guy.
Yeah.
And both of the barrel-aged offerings that they had, I really enjoyed.
And they were barrel-aged in wine casks.
And
you're not a wine guy
at all. I am 100% not a wine guy.
I don't think I've ever seen you drink a wine, ever.
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
You're pretty standard.
It's beer or vodka.
I was about to say,
kind of it.
Vodka totally and soda agree. And two limes. Yeah. Rick, give me a vodka, soda, two limes. Yes, sir.
Or a Moscow Mule.
Or a Moscow Mule.
Yes.
You go in the variants there. And it was quite good. They had one that was actually aged for an entire year since their last anniversary. They had 1/6 of a keg left that they cracked open. And they also had a coffee. Was it a coffee IPA?
No. What was that? I'd have to look
at
our beer check-in.
It wasn't a
Kolsch.
It was
good.
It was good. Very.
I had three of them.
Very informative. Very
I had three
informed.
Of them.
I'm pulling
but
up my.
It was a fantastic night. Great beer. So big thank you to Counterbalance. Great place. I actually ended up buying a hoodie. Love that
place.
Love that place. And the story of the duck, that was kind of cool. I didn't understand why they use a duck as a logo.
Holy crap!
It's a natural Counterbalance.
It
it's
is.
A brew set. Yeah.
Okay. They've updated Untappd. I just realized.
Oh, did they?
Look at the start screen. It's like how the hell does that work now?
I don't even know.
Can you see that? It's completely different. Oh, where are my check-ins?
So why don't we focus on the program instead of drinking in beer?
Sorry. Yes, very interesting.
Well, so we were actually working on
tune in
on
next week and watch Rick try to figure out the new Twitter clients.
We were trying to figure out what the beer was that we drank.
Oh.
Either way. We'll move on. It's not that important, I guess.
Audio
for some strange
reason. Let's talk about random spending.
Random spending. I've been good. I've been trying not to random spend. The only random spends that I've been doing, honestly, has been slight additions to my new fish tank hobby that I have.
So where did this come from?
I've always liked fish.
Okay.
So I've decided to up my game and actually go for saltwater. And salt water is all just about balance inside of your tank and being able to achieve that Zen balance and having the right amount of, you know, food and protein in and poop and clean up out.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of cool to see these fish that are interesting to look at as opposed to like a goldfish.
It was a coffee beer de garde, by the way. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for
beer
that.
Beer de garde. Yeah.
So, yeah. So literally I've just bought like a couple of new fish. I took a picture and tweeted it out earlier this week about a crab that I have that was kind of cranky looking and staring at me.
See, I had no idea this was even a thing with you. And all of a sudden I look on Instagram and I see all these fish pictures and I'm like, yeah. When did this become a thing?
So I'm
waiting for the crab boil.
Yeah. I haven't taken a picture of him yet because he's rather much of a recluse. But I actually have a green emerald crab, which is just like a miniature version of a Dungeness crab.
Ooh, gotcha.
And so it literally looks like you could fry him up, but he'd basically be like a less than half of a French fry as far as size. I'd say more like a crab crumb by the end of it, and that's it. But he literally is like a green shell guy, hangs out, but he likes to actually hide inside the crevices, and they just sit there and they just eat and just go. I got this really cool looking banded shrimp that I have that looks like he's wearing like arm warmers and leg warmers, which is kind of funny. But he just likes to hang out at the back and doesn't like the
you call
spotlight.
Him Fonda?
Actually, it's this 60-minute workout. But he's looking about. But then, I've got five hermit crabs, five snail, two clownfish right now.
Partridge and a pear.
I was just about to do that.
Way to go, J Plo.
Yeah. So I'm letting my kids pick the fish they want to have and bring
nice.
Them. So they're going more with like your trendy, not trendy, your anticipated Finding Nemo style fish.
Yeah, clownfish.
Trying to do. So I got clownfish. I got a black one and I got a traditional orange one.
Fighting fish that like attack each other?
No, I don't do that. I don't have that. Okay. And then also I have a, what was it? We're going to be going for a tang next.
Okay.
One of the tangs.
Okay.
A blue tang.
A Wu Tang Clan?
Okay.
Orange tang.
Orange tank.
NASA.
It's a NASA drink.
It's a NASA fish.
It makes the water very cloudy.
Yeah.
I don't try to use that one.
J-Flo, you're new.
Everything I've been spending has been random.
Yeah.
Have you taken this opportunity
is there
to kind
new
of
technology that you're upgrading?
Have you purged a lot of your old stuff and basically you're starting net new? Like I've always wanted to have.
Dude, he fit everything he owned into a Honda Civic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't think I can fit my cable collection inside of a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
All but three boxes made it in the Civic.
Oh, yeah.
And those are getting shipped out possibly next week
sometime. You do know that they pay for shipping for a relocation, right?
I took the other option.
Oh, okay. Got it. So you're buying all new.
So buying all new.
Did you buy a new alarm clock?
You should have his phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's a phone,
did you buy a new phone to be a new alarm clock?
I got a new router last week.
What'd you buy?
The Google On Hub.
Okay.
And
another one on the Google.
Yep. And I'm sorry.
I don't know, man.
I'm sorry.
I don't want Google knowing what I'm doing.
It works, and they work very well. And new cable modem, because obviously needed a cable modem.
Did you buy it or you rent it?
Not renting it.
Why not?
Because that's the biggest scam in all of cable.
It is?
Yeah. $5 for them month? Anymore, yeah. So I can say that.
So you're saying I should buy my cable modem?
Oh, yeah. $10 a month? You can buy a cable modem for $50.
But well, it has, like, the phone piece on it. Is the phone big deal?
Oh, okay, if you have the phone piece
I don't use the phone. The phone, that probably isn't even plugged in.
Oh, really?
The phone piece, then.
We have to have the phone.
Could the router, could all of my issues that I've been having over the last year and a half be related to the fact that I'm using a rented cable modem?
No.
Yes.
Okay, you and I are going to Fry's this weekend, buddy, and you're going to tell me which one to buy.
But if you have the phone, you can't buy one, can you? Or are there some
there that
you
are
can
some
get?
That you can get, yes.
Oh, okay.
Are they better than the ones that I'm renting?
Yes.
Okay, what are you doing Saturday?
There's a great list on darkempire.com.
What is this site, Dark Empire?
Find my router.
Oh, yeah?
And it'll tell you which routers are supported with which plan that you have from the Dark Empire.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Dark Empire.
Saturday?
Yeah, I think so.
After my show?
Could be.
Okay,
let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
I needed. I my only problem is
your Comcast business.
Though. I'm on business, so I have to.
Yeah, you have to have the.
I have to have theirs.
Yeah.
But I also have the 2-hour SLA whenever there's an issue.
Well.
Or they refund part of your bill while you're down, so you get like $2 back.
I want my $2
for every hour you're off.
Yeah.
Any other tech stuff?
I am thinking about getting a desktop for some gaming at home.
So are you thinking of buying or building?
Buying or building?
Trying to decide which way to go.
Right.
So I've seen some really great deals on pre-built systems.
Yep.
Already did the build my own back in the day.
So I was in this exact same situation when I was building the studio PC, which, by the way, is fully up and ready to go for gaming as well.
Nice.
I was in the exact same spot. I was like, I've done this, been there, done that. Doesn't really save money. And then you start looking at the Fry's ads and the various specials from, you know, the online retailers, the Egg one and the others. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, and I can save just this little bit of money, or I can get this just a little bit more, or I can get this with an
But you're getting
two, or this with an SSD.
You're getting inferior components inside of it. They have the right numbers and names, but they're not by the brand names that you're buying, potentially.
Sorry, I'm buying brand name stuff.
No, but if you go with the pre-builts that are from the Fry's and the Eggs and stuff like that.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the I'm talking about the components, buying all the components and putting them in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I and it just came down to where
it was almost paralyzing for you, if I remember correctly.
it was. And I decided to build. And the crazy thing is, and I don't know if this is experience or knowledge or just different, but the last time I built a PC, it seemed like it took forever. It took me all of an hour and a half to get everything put in and together. I think the worst part is that I decided to go smaller, so therefore the motherboard's smaller, so it was, you know, mm-hmm. me being clumsy, but... It wasn't like I spent hours doing it. Right. I probably need to go back and do a little more better job of some cable management, but the case is kind of designed to hide everything anyway, so.
And how often are you really looking inside the case?
Well, it does have you're right. It has a side that is visible to the outside, but you're right, I don't, because it's turned the opposite way because noise in the studio. Because
if you showed up at a LAN party and you're the age that you are, they would just look at you funny.
Yes. do they even have LAN parties anymore?
They probably
don't.
Yes, they
do, but they all use Xboxes.
I was going to
say. We have them
generally on the weekends, each individual house.
I still
except
have...
Except J-Shock had it.
I still have a custom LAN party carrying case strap.
Yeah.
It's made.
My last system had the built-in handles.
Oh, nice.
Nice. So Super Tech Boy is kind of along the lines of what I was trying to get out, which and he just said it better without me having to take 20 minutes to explain. He says,
"So what's
it's
your
not about saving money, it's about getting better stuff for the money."
Yeah, so what's your money? What are you spending on this thing? $1,000? $2,000?
I'd like to stay under $1,500.
Yeah.
See, I had under 1,000, preferably 800.
Yeah.
And then I ended up about, after all the rebates and everything, I ended up closer to 7.
Did you file all the rebates?
Absolutely. The day that I installed everything. Yeah.
See, I always forget to file them.
I'm trying to stay under $1,500.
Monitor included or separate?
I have a monitor. I have a.
Is it a good monitor?
Oh, dude, that's going to be a heck of a PC.
I have a nice 37-inch ultra wide monitor.
Oof. Ooh, nice. Curved?
Yes. Oh. Dell.
Hey, we have 2 minutes to go, so I have to ask everybody in the chat room, please give us 3 words.
Work safe. Work safe words.
Work safe words for next week's program.
So apparently I'm buying a cab modem this weekend.
Yeah, apparently I may be as well.
I might be. Well, no, I can't. I'll go with you guys, though, and laugh at you.
I'm assuming it's probably a brewery close by down there we'll have to find.
There's been a lot of new openings recently, actually.
So we can do that.
We'll have to take JFlow with us.
We've got 3.
Let's see. Clownfish, Nat, Chicklids. Should we go with that one?
Chicklids.
Yeah.
I like it.
What's chicklids?
I don't know. I think it's a fish.
So clownfish, gnat, chicklids.
Nice.
Yes.
Make it so.
Yeah. Make it number one. I order you to take a number 2. The band is on strike.
They're not playing right now?
Strike again?
Yep. They're on strike again. Did you pay them?
That's what that reminder was.
People get paid.
Okay. Let me see if I got an app for that. Figure that one out. Pay
that's band. The big one is when do we get paid here?
15th and the 30th.
Not on this show. You're not getting paid, dude. You're just a guest.
Actually,
I don't know what he promised you before you came in here.
I'm still about to attach my little Square device because you got to pay us to be on the show, actually. So I hope you have credit card.
All right. So we have no band. They came in and did what? Stop it. So we've come to the conclusion of another edition of the Fetch and Switch program. Big thank you to everybody who joined us and our special guest, Mr. Jay Flo. Big thanks to Oddity. Brian, thanks for joining us for your first time. Hopefully we didn't scare you away. I Be a Geek. Ledwig, who's left. Colleen, Kowski, One Wise Geek, Visio MVP, Tiago. Prayer joined us, and I didn't say hello, so hello, Prayer. Matt Griff, great to see you. Desired by Life, Super Tech Boy. Audio Guy, Jay Shock, who didn't remind us to pay the band. It's your fault.
Wait, what?
Yep, exactly. Mr. Blacksway, Claudia, hello and goodbye. Also, Matthias, Kupka, Esposito, Super Tech Boy, everybody else, anybody I missed. Oh, Brandon.
New guy, Brandon.
Thanks
nice
for tuning
you,
in. We'll be back in a fortnight's time.
Yeah, and that's
more fun in frivolity.
That's coming out of your paycheck, just so you know.
What's coming out of my paycheck?
The band.
Until next time, have a weekend, everybody.
When did this happen?